Welcome to the Eagle Eye Podcast. The number one show to bring you all things Club America in English. From tactical analysis
pelota para la banda izquierda.
To player updates. We've got you covered on all the latest news on Las Águilas. Now, let's start the show. This is the Eagle Eye Podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Eagle Eye Podcast. Today, we're going to be breaking down Club America's 2-0 victory against Pachuca. We'll talk about all of the dramatic 24 hours prior to that kickoff. Of course, everything that kind of unfolded, the match being having to play behind closed doors. We'll talk about the performance. We'll talk about what we liked. We'll talk about a couple stuff maybe we didn't like. But all in all, it looks like America is starting to go in the right direction that we want them to go. And then, of course, to end off the show, we're going to be joined by some guests to talk DC United. And we'll give you guys a little bit of a preview for the upcoming friendly since it is the international break. And as usual, America tends to give us some friendlies in between there. But joining me to talk all things Club America, it is none other than everyone's favorite cowboy, Dylan Jimenez. Dylan, how are you, man?
Doing good. I was surprisingly off this Labor Day, but I'm happy, to be here talking about America, especially after that win. So I'm ready to get things going.
Absolutely. And I guess we might as well just start talking about the game. But in order to properly talk about this game, we have to talk about the drama that unfolded 24 hours before kickoff, right? In which news broke out that America was going to have to play against Pachuca behind closed doors due to, I guess, breaking some type of rule with the city. So I'm just going to break it down from the beginning and we'll work our way through kind of the timeline that happened. So apparently America Femenil had a match on, I believe, Thursday, and they played at the stadium, Ciudad de los Deportes. And I guess there's this thing right there in that little like colonia place where the city, where the stadium is at, where you necessarily can't be impeding or blocking traffic. I guess it's a violation that if they catch you doing that, then you're ultimately either get a fine or they can close down the venue for a next event, yada, yada, yada. And so the mayor of Benito Juarez comes out and says, America broke rules. America had, security personnel that impeded traffic, that stopped people from going in and out of their own neighborhood. And because of that, he was going to be closing the stadium for the next matchup, which was the game that was played against Pachuca. Now, that was the official statement that was put out by the mayor's office and by the mayor himself. America then kind of responded back saying, we didn't have security personnel. The people that closed down the streets were Mexico City police, and that they were going to start looking into ways to resolve the issue. The league even came out and said that they were in favor of America and that they were hoping that they were going to be able to kind of come to a conclusion fairly quickly so that they can indeed have fans. I mean, they had already sold about 80% of the tickets for this matchup. And so all of that was going on and being said. But as we all know, things aren't necessarily what they are. And a lot of reports came out saying that it was the mayor being stingy about not getting VIP tickets or getting his own kind of like VIP box. And that because America denied him that, he then kind of went on a little bit of a rant and said, you know what, fine, you don't give me the tickets, then you're not playing, you're going to play behind closed doors. And I'm not so sure how true this is, Dylan. I mean, I'm assuming that there has to be some legitimacy to this claim. There was, I think David Feitenstein even reported on it as well. So just chaos, pure chaos, just 24 hours before a very important matchup.
Yeah, I mean, it all just feels so kind of dumb. Like, you know, I guess in the sense that, I get the traffic rule. Because we obviously probably see something like that similar here in the States, but, just for, this report of like the mayor wanting tickets, his own press box, like, I don't know. It seems kind of weird. It seems like it was something that was kind of, dragged out, I guess, further than needed to be. I can kind of maybe see a point, about the traffic being blocked up, but beyond that, it's just kind of like, I'm just like, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, what are we doing? I think that was a question that many and all Americanistas were asking themselves, right? And it's unfortunate too, because there was people that, you know, traveled from the States actually to this game. There's a fellow Texan of yours that was on, that went on record with, I think it was record. He basically said he traveled from Texas for this matchup, right? Bought tickets, bought his airfare and everything with the intention of coming and watching America play. But unfortunately, because of this whole fiasco, he wasn't able to do so. And you know, there's a bunch of people, not just people from the States, but I think people traveled around from Mexico to come to this matchup because it is a good game. It's a good game, and where I think a lot of people had anticipations of seeing an America side hopefully produce something good on the pitch. Obviously, Maxi, potentially his home debut, right? So there was a lot of stuff adding up to this that I think was helping with the sale of this matchup. And it's just kind of unfortunate that things ended up being the way that they were.
Yeah, you know, especially I think too, whenever you, before the game, you look at the game on paper, I think, you know, people that were coming obviously expected a good game. You know, obviously we'll dive into the game later, but, you know, just feels the sheer disappointment too of a lot of people who, like you said, I haven't spent the time, spent the money, you know, spent the time traveling, you know, to get to the stadium and everything, just to, like you said, 24 hours before we realize, like, hey, like, I'm not gonna be able to sit in the stands and watch the game.
Yeah. It was unfortunate. And there was rumors that America might potentially move the game to Puebla, but then I think it would just become a whole fiasco of trying to then sell tickets, and then the people who already had tickets to then give them access to go to Puebla. And it was just a whole ordeal that I think that they didn't necessarily want to deal with all that hassle with less than 24 hours, you know? So America just kind of was trying to appeal. I think they said that they were even going to try to potentially take, that they were going to sue the city. I think from Oyemani came out and said, you know, that I forget exactly what the verbiage was, but basically they said that, look, our hands are clean and we're going to pursue legal action if this doesn't get resolved quickly. And so I don't know exactly if they're going to go through with that. I haven't heard anything since, but yeah, it was an interesting kind of fiasco and ordeal that unfortunately left America with no fans. And honestly, the game just felt weird with no fans whatsoever. It's like it transported you back to COVID, no?
COVID, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think it goes to show, too. I mean, obviously, like, we understand, too, like, you know, the Azteca, you know, is getting renovated, you know, in time for the World Cup and everything. But I never cared for the stadium. Like, I hated that it was just here, like, is our home for, like what, the past year and a half, at least by now. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think having this just kind of shows why it's just not good. It just doesn't work. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think everyone has been very much an advocate saying America needs to get out of that stadium as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, our official home will not be ready until after the World Cup for us to be playing in there. So unfortunately, America still has to handle with all the handicaps that come with being at the Estadio Azul Crema, but at the time being, I know there was talks of potentially moving to Querétaro or something like that, but I just don't see it happening. Especially mid-season, they would have to, you know, do a whole bunch of rearrangement of paperwork and stuff like that, and I think the league wouldn't be so much in favor of that. So that is that's the reality of it.
Yeah, that is the reality, but, you know, they don't pay us to have a say in it, Ivan, so here we are.
Yeah, no, they absolutely don't. All right, Dylan, well, we talked about all the dramatic stuff that unfolded prior to this matchup. Let's talk about what actually happened on the pitch. America went into this game, obviously, on a good run and a good stretch of form, and the real question was, could America continue in their footsteps? And ultimately, the answer was yes. How content were you with the performance that we got behind closed doors for America?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll allude back to it because I think I'm going to ride this until it's over, but we're still undefeated at this point in the league. I think that shows a lot to what this team has. I don't know if accomplished is the right word, but like what has been done up to this point, considering where they were when the season started, like back in July. You know, I think, you know, when you look at it, I think the first 20 minutes, I don't think you could ask probably for a better first 20 minutes. I mean, this team was looking to get on the board early and obviously did. Although I don't know why, but I did for some reason. I got nervous seeing like the likes of like Igor and everybody up so much because I was like, man, like if we don't get a goal, like Pachuca's gonna hit the counter and like no telling what's gonna happen. So I mean, I was nervous until obviously Igor scored. So I mean, like you know, getting that early goal really meant a lot. Just being able to see the team really fight for it, and you know, and I don't know if they really would claw for it, but you know, they really got that goal early. They really worked for it, and you know, it obviously paid off in the end.
Absolutely. And you talk about Igor Lichnowsky, who was a little bit in the eye of the storm because of obviously some controversial take that, you know, he was benching Ramon Juarez, who I think did have a little bit of a struggle against Atlas, but I didn't think it was going to merit him seeing the bench. I don't know if there was a tactical substitution or if Jardinet wanted to maybe give Ramon Juarez some bench minutes. I don't know what the case is, but a lot of question was like, okay, can Igor come back and find his footing? And very well so did. I think he did a good job defensively. Obviously, he gets the goal. That's a big plus. It's a big bonus. And he's in that back line where you get a clean sheet after a very much needed clean sheet for so long already, right, that we were asking for it. So good on Igor. And you're right. There was some nerviness moments from America. If you're thinking about like even after the goal, you know, Pachuca definitely went after us and had their chances. You know, I know Ilian Hernandez, right, had a very good opportunity to put the ball in the back of the net. Didn't do so. But, you know, at the end, here we are. And the thing that I think I walk away from this matchup, not just the fact that, you know, Maxi gets himself another goal, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but I think the way that America manages this game, right? Very well composed in moments where I think you think about this America side back in July and you're thinking, there's no way we would have been able to produce this back then, you know? And it's still so early on into the season. We're not even 10 jornadas in. Right?
Yeah.
We're not even halfway through the season yet, but it's looking like America's on the right track and on the right trail. So obviously a lot of questions on this game was, can America overcome Papa Pachuca? Everything, obviously the history there with Pachuca and everything hasn't really been in the league, more so in playoff matches situations. But again, very good rival, right? That they were at the top of the league as well. So we knew that this was going to be a very good test. We spoke about it with Chris last week as well, that this was a matchup in where we were going to try to see, can America produce what they've been producing so much on the road? And now can they do it at home? And they did a good job. Absolutely did a good job. And then, of course, the reintroduction of Alan Saint-Maximin. Dylan, we said, don't expect another goal. We were probably thinking an assist, but who would have thought he would have scored that insane ping pong of a goal.
Yeah, that had to be like what? Like I feel like it had to be like what, 30, 40 yards out somewhere around there.
Yeah, it was like 30, hits it with his weak foot, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to show that, you know, I just feel like with the just the rumors alone and then, you know, obviously the signing being official, I feel like this was like the turning point and the atmosphere for Cuapo. You know, I think I said that last week too. I don't know, but like just seeing him on the pitch, you know, he brings such a good energy. I feel like it's been a rejuvenation of the squad, and I feel like we're kind of seeing some of the squad back when we won the first one that started the Tricampeonato run. I feel like we're starting to see a little bit more of that, and you know, it's exciting, you know, especially too seeing him on the left. No offense to Ryan, who, you know, he's picked it up, you know, here recently too, but I think that's something that, you know, especially I've called for a lot, is just having a proper player that can play on that left hand side after Quiñones left too, and he right now, you know, he's thriving, as we'll talk about here in a little bit too. You know, a good chance for him to show what he can do with starting minutes against DC United, and you know, potentially coming out, which we'll probably talk about next week, you know, coming out and starting against Chivas.
Yeah, that's going to be the real test, right? Is will he finally be fit enough to start and get more minutes in the biggest matchup of the season, right? So it is interesting. And look, he's come in and he's been very dedicated and very motivated. We've talked about it last week too, that, you know, he's working out even on the days off when the team is in training. You saw him, you know, do extra laps around the pitch after the game was over. So if this is the sample size that we have so far, which is just 20 minutes per game, obviously everyone is going to be thrilled and ecstatic about a potential 45, 50, 60, 80 minutes with Alan Saint-Maximin on the pitch. I think you're right. It does feel like the squad is very much rejuvenated because of it. A lot of players seem to be more, you know, up for it. You know, if this is the maxi effect, but then so be it. I think, you know, it's the most perfect addition. And hopefully he can continue this good run of form, stay healthy, and continue to have this impact. So if this is the maxi we're getting right now, hopefully we get an even much, much better maxi once he gets accommodated to, you know, the altitude and all that good stuff. So it's interesting times right now, Dylan. Interesting times.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is too. Like I said, I just feel like this team, the team chemistry with him there just seems to be at a point you think you would get to whenever you're, you know, 6 weeks in integrated into the squad, but we're getting it, you know, within 2 weeks, you know. I feel like this team is just playing levels, obviously, more than what they were back in July.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, season is still fresh, still young in a sense, but as Dylan continues to remind us, still unbeaten in the league. We're the second team to be undefeated. Cruz Azul still holds that title as well. So we'll see who drops the ball first. And if none of them, that game against Cruz Azul in, you know, 3-4 weeks from now, it's going to be a good one. Absolutely a good one. But focusing back to this Pachuca game, obviously it was a good matchup, good 3 points, and exactly how we would have wanted America to go into the international break following, obviously, the month that they had in August and really topping it off very well right there. So no complaints from me, Dylan.
No, none at all. I mean, again, I think I said this last week too, so broke the record a little bit too. I mean, I think there are things we can nitpick, but I mean, why nitpick? You know, we're winning, you know, we've got 3 points, you know, we're turning the tide. You know, I'm happy, you know, just winning right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I agree. So obviously there's a couple of things that, you know, we still need to focus on. That youngster minimum, we need to figure out how we can incorporate more youngsters into these matchups. Obviously the calendar isn't really favoring us right now with the opponents that we're about to get. You know, the likes of Chivas, we still have to go up against Monterrey away at Monterrey. So there's some good matchups coming up. But right now, I think America goes onto the international break, has a little sigh of relief. We'll have DC United to continue to kind of bolster that good run of form. But, you know, it's one of those games that you don't necessarily need to dig too much into. But it would be cool to see a couple of youngsters get minutes, a couple of these players to get minutes. And we'll see from there on. But as far as the league goes, so far, we're on course. And we just have to continue to be on it and not veer away whatsoever. So, yeah. Anything else to add on, or are you good?
Nope. Just an overall good win. I think we all ended Saturday night on a good note, you know, obviously. Yeah. Just now's a chance, you know, to take this momentum, take this good run of form, and, you know, just run with it as far as we can.
Absolutely. Alrighty then. Well, that is America versus Pachuca. 3 points, and America sits second in the table, just a point behind Monterrey. So, coming up next, we're going to be talking America versus DC United. We'll be joined by a couple of DC United experts, and hopefully get a little bit of an insight as to what we can anticipate for Saturday's matchup. All right, Americanistas, today's episode is brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar, the official home of Club America in the United States. Every game this season will be streamed at Tom's Watch Bar. That's right, all the games, all the time, meaning you always have a place to catch our Aguilas in action. So head over to your local Tom's Watch Bar to experience an America game like never before. Visit tomswatchbar.com/events for more information. Thank you to Tom's for sponsoring today's episode. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk Club America versus DC United. And joining us to talk all things DC United, it is none other than Santiago and Olsen from the United Weekly podcast. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us about DC United. It's the first time both our teams are facing each other, or is it the second time? I can't remember.
I think this might be your second time.
It's the second time, right? Because we faced you guys back in 2000. Was it 2000? For the CONCACAF Giants Cup?
I believe you're right. I think it was closer to 2000. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Let me just check right now because I think it is you guys. Let me believe. CONCACAF Giants Cup, Club America, back in 2001. And yes, it was DC United.
2001, yeah.
There you go. Look at that. Terrible research on my end. I'm sorry. But it's the second time we're facing each other, but it's been more than 20 years. First of all, how are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for inviting Olsen and I to this podcast. Definitely excited.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Are you guys local?
Yeah, we're local. Right now, we're currently we're both out in Richmond. It's an hour and a half, 2 hours away from DC.
Okay.
But
yeah. We always try to make it whenever we can.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That's cool. One of those cool things that you know, a lot of MLS fans can do, right? Dylan, we don't have that luck unless we go and move over to Mexico City. But you don't want to get your passport.
Hey, man, it's a long process. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Santiago, talk to me about how's DC United coming into this one? How's your guys' season going so far?
Man, DC United's season's been very, very, very bad. I could say we've struggled a lot. We've gone through a coaching change in the middle of the season. You know, our players haven't played up to the standard that we expected them to play up to. Obviously, we've had Christian Benteke as our star man coming from last season being the Golden Boot winner to now dealing with some ankle injuries and not having that same sort of level and goal scoring ability. But we've had some bright points. We have our two Brazilians, Gabriel Pirani and João Peglau, who have given us a little bit of light as of recently. We just came off our first win in 3 months. Actually, our last win was against FC Cincinnati in MLS play. And Gabriel Pirani, he's on a good run as right now. He just scored 2 goals for us, which gave us the win. But overall, the season's been very difficult. It's been tough on the supporters. It's been a tough season so far.
We are definitely looking forward to this matchup. And hopefully, you know, you guys can turn around after facing us. And, you know, we're looking to continue our good run of form. Obviously, we're coming off maybe not the best last couple of months, but we have picked it up as far as August goes. Right, Dylan? I mean, you talk about, you know, the back of the consistent failures that was losing the league title to Toluca, Campeón de Campeones, the League Cup exit, all of that stuff. But fortunately now, América seems to be on the right track. And, you know, this friendly can definitely help continue to boost that morale and most definitely help keep momentum going.
Yeah, especially for some players. I think, obviously, this is a great game for St. Maxi to start. When you look at players that need those minutes too, especially with the way he's been going these past two games. So really looking forward to that, to see how he performs in a starting role for St. Maxi.
Yeah, no, for sure. Also, speak to me a little bit more about this game. When it was announced, how did you guys take it? How did the fans take it? You guys excited, looking forward to this? Or are you guys looking at this as, you know, why are we even having this game?
I'm definitely excited about it. I mean, you know, it's always fun to have these kinds of friendlies at Audi Field, especially against a club like Club America, you know, a Mexican giant. It's a good opportunity, I guess, to see what some young players can do, right? That's kind of the point of a lot of these friendlies. Just, you know, see what they can do, and if they do well, maybe play in MLS, see what they can do there, you know, score a goal, you know, anything, right? You know, just showing off their skills and potential. That's been a lot of the stories with a lot of our friendlies recently, just sort of playing young players, and a lot of the academy too we've played, so it's always fun to see that.
Absolutely. Dylan, this was...
Yeah, kind of...
No, sorry, Santiago, go, please.
No, sorry, no, jumping off, going off what Olsen said, we've had a, you know, a mixed reaction from the supporters and the fans, because a lot of what is that... they, like Olsen said, they play a lot of young players, so it's not really much of first team action. So I would like, I like to see DC United pair up against Club America, like, you know, our best team that we can against their best team. But that's obviously not going to happen.
That would be kind of cool to see both teams go at it.
It'd be cool to see that, but obviously that's not going to happen because they're both in season and both can't, you know, we can't afford to, like, an injury from any first team players, right? But it's also good to see the younger players show their potential and shine, right? But in terms of, like, the reaction that some supporters have, a lot of the supporters don't get very excited about these friendlies anymore. I remember back in 2018 when we, like, I can, for example, 2018, 2019, that's when we had Rooney on our team. So the team was performing a lot better, so there was more excitement. But since the team isn't performing as well, a lot of people aren't very excited and they're not very, like, looking forward to having to... It's hard for them to buy another ticket to go watch a friendly. But I definitely think, you know, Club America, how big of a team they are, how big of a fan base there is, I'm there's definitely going to be a lot of fans from Club America being at the stadium. So it'll be pretty cool to see that game.
Yeah, because I know America fans, you know, they travel well amongst themselves. So really kind of interested to see, especially with how the D.C. support, you know, like you kind of said, it's hard to sell those tickets. You know, I'm really kind of see, you know, how, what percentage of what of the fan base is going to be there for both sides of the team.
You know what? It's interesting,
even
Dylan?
Sorry. I think we're a little delayed. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. That might be on my end. You guys keep going. I'm trying to get that fixed.
Oh, okay. So like what you're saying, it's tough to sell those tickets. The reason why they're making it a lot more tough is because of the, they're not even offering. This is, so for season ticket holders, they give you, most of the time they give you these tickets like as a, like part of your package. But for this game, they're not, it's not part of the package. So they're making those, like if you want to go, you have to actually pay even if you're a season ticket holder.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah.
So don't quote me. Because I might be wrong, but I think I heard that some of the season ticket is not in the package. Normally it is, but I don't think with this game.
And so, I mean, like I kind of said too, like, you know, you're coming into this game, you know, coming off of your first win in 3 months. Obviously, you know, there are some players that the first team players, you know, that y'all expect a lot of first team kind of getting to start, you know, just to get some minutes under their belt, or y'all just kind of seeing like a big rotation or and some players, you know, from the academy that could get a start up against America.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm excited to see, you know, kind of, this is kind of like a first for DC United supporters to see our new coach, our brand new coach. This is his first friendly. He's only had he just played his third game as our coach and he got his win. But this is his first friendly, so I'm excited to see what players he chooses to start, what players he chooses on the bench.
Yeah, different coaches have kind of different mentality when it comes to these kinds of games. So I guess it'll be something to see what he decides to do.
Yeah. But definitely excited to see Club America versus DC United. I feel like it's, you know, coming back from the 2001, I believe Club America won 2-0, right, in that final?
Yes.
I think it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-0. So maybe, you know, a little bit of revenge we can get on you guys, but not looking very likely with our with our season so far.
Well, I know, you know, this definitely was a curveball when it came to America announcing this friendly, because whilst we were expecting a friendly to be announced, we weren't expected to travel to DC. I don't think we've ever gone there, Dylan, to my knowledge, at least. I might be wrong, but
yeah.
From what I can remember, I don't think we've ever been over there specifically for a friendly. What were your thoughts when this got announced?
Yeah, it was a little surprising to me because obviously, like, we're so used to, at this point, seeing the games here in Texas or in California. Whenever that came announced, you know, it was a bit surprising, you know, considering the team was willing to go that far, you know, for the friendly. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, again, this is a time for some players to get, you know, some good minutes under their belt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's America trying to see if they can have a market in the East Coast, because they already feel like they have one in the West Coast and obviously in Texas and all that. I think they're trying to explore, you know, different venues, different avenues, and strategically, you know, they chose Washington. Let's see how the fan base response. I'm sure there will be a good number of America fans, but will it be a complete sellout like you see in other stadiums? We'll see. How many, what's the capacity at Audi Field, guys?
20. I believe it's 20,000, yeah.
20,000. So what are you guys thinking? You think we get a full sellout, or do you guys think we get maybe like 12?
I think if it's like, it's all going to depend on the fans of Club America. I don't think DC United fans are going to be selling out the stadium. We only sold out the stadium against Inter Miami, but that's because Messi's was supposedly coming to town. But I think there definitely is a big fan base of Club America fans in DC. I feel like I always see an America shirt or a jersey somewhere when I walk around DC, at least one or two people. I mean, it's up to like the excitement of it, you know, because their team traveling over to here. So maybe like you said, they haven't traveled to DC in a while. So, and if ever, right? So maybe it's the excitement that they don't have to finally travel, they're close to their home, they can go. So that would definitely be a cool experience. But yeah, I don't know if it'll be a sellout. I would hope so, but I don't really see it happening on the DC United side.
Well, it's gonna be interesting regardless, right? Look, it's obviously both two different teams, right? With two different perspectives on what they want to get out of this friendly. for America, right. It's going to be continue to build on that momentum. Don't let it die out. And it's a good opportunity to give some of the youngsters some minutes, maybe try out a couple of the different little things. The good thing is America didn't have so many international players go with their national team. I think for Mexico, only two players are going, which is Luis Ángel Malagón and Eric Chiquito Sánchez. And then for Uruguay, it will be, of course, Brian Rodriguez and Sebastián Cáceres. And that's about it. Oh, Chile, too, Igor Lichnowsky. But that's about it. We aren't really going to have, you know, a big absence of players. And totally forgot Cendejas with the U.S. Men's National Team as well. So it, you guys will get to see a very good and a very, you know, heavy Club America side with majority of our starters potentially getting, hopefully, what do you say, Dylan, 45 to 50 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it that you guys think DC United wants to get out of this game specifically?
Money. That's always what they want.
Yeah, I was about to say, honestly, if you're looking at from our owner's perspective, money. And okay. That's maybe the reason why
that's granted Club America
is in DC. Yeah, right. I have a feeling that, you know, how you said that, Club. I don't think, Olsen, has DC ever had a friendly that's not in Audi Field other than like preseason?
I don't think so, actually. That's
I think
question.
All of our friendlies have been in Audi Field. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the deal with that, but maybe there's got to be something about that reason why there's no friendlies out somewhere else.
Well, that's interesting. Well, besides the monetary gain that you guys will definitely get, what do you guys, at least maybe not the coach, maybe what are fans trying to get out of this game? What do they want to see from their team? Is there anything specific that you guys are trying to look at? Maybe a certain player, certain formation, maybe certain tactics that you guys want to see implemented, or you know, what is it that you guys want to take away from this game?
Maybe just kind of looking at what the new coach, because we're still adapting to his system. So I guess just kind of get another look at it with what will most likely be a different lineup. See how others play under his sort of coaching style. So I guess that's one thing we could look out for. If I'm not sure if the game's going to be live streamed anywhere. Hopefully it is, because I want to watch it. Last friendly they didn't stream it anywhere. But I think that's the thing I'm looking out for personally.
Yeah, I definitely think. I think what the fans would be looking for is kind of just seeing what Olsen said, our new coach's style of like his new formations, his new tactics, and you know, kind of seeing what we have to offer with that full Rene Weiler experience, you could say. But on a coaching standpoint, what he's probably looking for is seeing who's going to be a step up for next season. I think that's what DC United's main goal is for right now, going into this game and to any game and for the rest of the season and any friendly that we have, is focusing on next season. Just because our season is done, we're not going to make it into the playoffs. So definitely focusing on the youngsters and the tactics that will work against a higher caliber team that is Club America. America is a very good team. So putting up some of our players against the different tactics and seeing how our players can match up against a good team like that. So I think that's what we're looking forward to.
And Dylan, I think obviously the main thing here for us is, you know, can we get Alan Saint-Maximin to get about 60 minutes in and see, again, what he's been producing for the past two matches?
Yeah, no, definitely 100%. I think this is a game just to gauge where he's at, you know, because last two games played at least about 30 minutes. And so I think, you know, getting the start and seeing him go a full half and maybe a little bit longer in the second half. So I think obviously he's a key player for a lot of American Nieces to look out for, to see where he stands, you know, in terms of, you know, fitness and, you know, being able to start coming out of the international break.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, gentlemen. Let's talk now. We spoke about what we want both of our teams to get out of this one. Keys to the victory. If you guys had to kind of be the coach on the night, what do you think is going to be the keys for DC United? Hopefully, for your guys' sake, to get a victory against us.
Olsen, do you want to go ahead or do you want me to answer
this? I'll go ahead. I will say, I want to see more pressing. I think one thing DC United struggle with this season is sitting very deep, like in their own half, just not creating anything going forward. And I want to see some more creativity, right? It doesn't have to be perfect, just more creativity going forward. Because I've noticed that even when we're like down 2-0, we sit back as if we're winning. And it's like, well, you can't create anything going forward. So that's one thing I want to see. And I think it's improved so far under Rene Weiler. But yeah, just keep working on that. That's one big thing we need to work on.
Oh, yeah. Definitely agree with Olsen on that. like the pressing and then we're staying so far back. Like Olsen said, we are losing however many goals and we stay back. Like we act like we're winning. And then like there's no energy, there's no anything. But what I'm looking forward is to seeing, you know, the key to victory would be the, like Olsen said, creativity. Seeing our players finally have like some sort of creativity to be able to see what they can create in scenarios, in tough game scenarios or in different game scenarios, to see what they can offer to us, especially with this new tactic and that the coach is bringing in. So definitely something to look forward to, like the creativity from the players.
What do you guys, formation wise, typically do you guys use?
Let me see, what was our lineup last match?
I think he's been switching it up.
Yeah, he's been switching it up. Well, in our last game, which was a win, it was a 4-3-3. So it was the game before that. So 4-3-3 is looking like the kind of lineup so far. All right. Yeah, all three games that he's coached, he's used a 4-3-3. So I think that's what we're going to, I guess, kind of see more of.
All right, that's interesting. Dylan, now talking Club America here, as far as tactics go and what we think is going to be the keys to the victory, do you think he goes out and continues to refine his, you know, three at the back formation? Or do you think, like we usually see typically in these friendlies, because he needs to adjust with not having certain players around, that we go to a 4-3-3 ourselves?
Yeah, I think we kind of stick with what, especially, I think he's going to look at what's available, obviously, because we're not going to have everybody. So I think he just kind of sees what's available. I think he kind of goes with that 4-3-3 because obviously it's been working for us. I think that's what's, you know, the best at the moment, because we kind of wanted to build on the momentum, you know, and keep what we have going. It's good around the form, so I think that's what we'll do.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, I could see him sticking with the three at the back, at least to start off the game, right? Maybe continue to have that repetition with some of these starters so they get more accustomed to that formation. And then as things go, you know, whenever they make 432 substitutes like they do in these friendlies, obviously change it to a 4-3-3. But it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, use and abuse the pace that we'll have at our disposal, right? Maxi will be on the left-hand side. I'm curious, who do you think he'll put on that right-hand side?
Oh, man.
Because we don't have a natural like-for-like, you know?
Yeah, that's what's tough about it. That's why I was kind of thinking, you know, even with the 4-3-3 or, you know, whatever we decide to go there, it's kind of tough. You think you bring somebody up from the academy?
That's what I'm thinking. I think we'll have an academy player play in the absence of Sendejas, which is good. I mean, this is one of the main reasons why we like these type of games, right? Because we get to see these youngsters in action when they don't get as much minutes. And I think a couple of them have a very good shout to you know, get themselves in the first team. And look, we need to see who can ball out, because we still need to fill up that requirement for the youngster rule. You know, yeah. Dagoberto's not getting us that closer with the minutes. I think we need to start implementing more youngsters throughout the regular season, but it'll be interesting to see.
Violante will probably be there.
There you go. Yes. Violante's probably the right choice. We just probably blanked out and forgot. Honestly, he's been good whenever he does, you know, play for America. But I don't know why he goes a little bit unrecognized, at least, you know, by me and you, as you guys can probably tell. We didn't even know he was going to be available.
Yeah, I forgot. Totally blanked on him.
Yeah. Well, regardless, I think if, like Santiago and Olsen said, if DC United does like to sit back and play that low block, it'll be interesting to see how America responds. That has been their Achilles heel, you know, when teams do kind of sit back and cut off space, and you get to see the frustration. Hopefully America can find a way around it, and it'll be a good test, because, you know, I'm sure we'll come across teams in the league that will try to utilize the same concept, and it's a perfect opportunity to try to refine our tactics to try to get out of that. But also, I know you were asking if this is going to get televised. From what I've seen right now, it looks like it will be. It looks like it will be available on TUDN and on VIX. So if you have VIX and or TUDN, that game should be streamed, so you guys can catch that matchup as well.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely tune in.
Yeah, it should be a fun one. It should be exciting. I think at the end of the day, as long as it's a good atmosphere, it's gonna be great. United fans, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, what can I expect from America fans going into Audi Field? Expect a lot of noise, expect a lot of yellow, And I don't know, maybe somewhere around the 70th to 80th minute, expect flares and a lot of yellow smoke. Right, Dylan?
No. Yeah, 100%. That border is going to probably get crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's going to be a good atmosphere. And if you guys are going to the game, enjoy it. I think it's going to be a cool one. It's going to be a great one. You guys get to see Álvaro Fidalgo and Alan St. Maximin do some magic, hopefully. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, that's kind of what we have. We talked about keys to the victory here. Now, give me your guys' scoreline prediction. What are you guys going with? Olsen, I'll throw it to you first.
All right, I'll go with a 2-1 win for Club America.
2-1 win for us. Nice, I like it.
I'll say it'll be closer than people think.
Okay, that's good.
A lot of people I've talked to said they think Club America is going to dominate, run all over us. But I think we'll create some threat, right, going forward. I think we'll create some chances, just kind of see what the team can do. Get used to the new coaching under Rene Weiler. Yeah, that's my prediction. 2-1, Club America.
All right. Santiago?
Olsen's normally more realistic. I'm more optimistic when it comes to scoreline predictions. I want to say it depends who we have playing.
Yeah, it does depend on the lineup, because we could use a bunch of academy players.
If we use a bunch of academy players, we're probably going to lose 3-1. But if we have some first-team players, like some attack, like Gabriel Pirani or Joao Peglau, even, what's it called, Jackson Hopkins, we'll put him in there. I'll say we'll win 2-1.
Okay.
I think I'd definitely like to see some first team players here. It's a good opportunity because Club America, they're great side. It's a good test for those players. I don't want to see just throwing a bunch of academy players and, like, I don't know, Jacob Murrow. I want to see, you know, the first team. I mean, not the whole first team, but like a few players, right?
Hopefully we want your strongest side. I'm not gonna lie to you, that's honestly would be beneficial for us. You know, we obviously want a really good test, and we want to see some of our players go up against the likes of, you know, your first team, because we want to see if they're capable of putting on a show. So it'll be interesting. Okay, so Santiago going with a very optimistic result there. Let's see if it pays off. Dylan, what are you going with?
I'll go with the 3-1 medical win.
3-1. All right. A lot of goals here. I like it.
It depends who we play. You know, it depends who we have, because it could be 5-1. You guys win. It depends on who's on our back line. Also, our goalkeeper. If it's we have Kim in goal or June, he's been struggling a lot. So when he's been letting some easy shots go into the net, so it could be 3-1. It could be 4-1, depending on who we have on the back line.
It'll be interesting. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go rinse and repeat from last weekend. We're going 2-0, Dylan. 2-0, and another Maxi goal. How about that?
Yes, I like that. Maxi goal and assist.
Maxi goal and an assist. Perfect. Perfect. It sounds like we don't, after the 60th minute, nothing else is going to happen then, because I don't expect it to be playing after the 60th either. So, look, it's hopefully going to be a fun one if you're at the stadium and if you're watching at home as well. So, this game is going to be played on Saturday at Audi Field, and that is at 7:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Central, and of course, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's a late one for you guys, huh?
Is it 10:30? I thought it was at 6:30 for Eastern Time.
Really?
I think it's at 6:30 at Audi Field.
I literally just checked the graphic Club America put out, and they said that this game... You're right. It's at... Sorry. I don't know why I read that completely wrong. You're right. It's at 6:30 DC United Time. Sorry, DC Time. So that would be... You guys are East Coast, so that would make it 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 Central.
Yes.
I wonder why they put it was going to be at 8:30 Mexico time.
That's weird.
Maybe the time was changed. I'm not sure.
No. You're right. This game's at 6:30 DC. In their graphic, it's for... I guess there's a typo.
Oh.
I'm going to have to comment on that. I apologize. But yes, 6:30 p.m. DC time. So an early one. And after that, go on and enjoy your Saturday, right? So, international break is always fun. But look, anything else you guys want to add on before we wrap it up?
It's definitely gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a fun game to watch. I don't know if I'll be there. It depends on my schedule, but I'll try. If not, I'll be watching. Any DC United fans, if you can make it, try to make it. Support the team as much as we can. I'm hoping a first team versus first team here. I know you guys have some people away on international leave. I'm hoping DC puts in some of our star players to see how they can go against your team and your backline, your defense. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, anything else?
Yeah, basically kind of the same thing, right? Definitely excited. I hope to see. That's honestly all I can hope for is a good match. I just want to see two teams fighting hard in a close game. That's all I really care to see. But thank you guys for allowing us on the episode. Definitely enjoyed it.
No, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you guys for coming on. Honestly, really, it's great. We love whenever League Cup comes around or we ever have friendlies or matchups against MLS sides because we get to do this, right? We get to go and talk to people that do this for other teams and all that stuff. And it's cool, right? It's great to share a space where with people that are like-minded and talk, you know, nothing but soccer about the team they support and love. And so this is great. Absolutely. You know, best of luck for you guys and the rest of your season.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
We're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. This is going
to
be great.
Thank you for, having us on. It was fun. It was really fun. Good luck to you guys for your season, because I think I haven't really been keeping up on the Mexican League, but good luck to you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. And we sure definitely will need it at some point, right, Dylan?
Yeah. Oh, no kidding.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much again. Where can the great people listening to this find you guys and or on, I don't know, your socials?
So we got two Instagram accounts. If you are interested in just the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at @UnitedWeekly_podcast. But if you want to get the latest news of anything having to do with DC United, go ahead and check our Instagram at DC United Latest. As well, we're on YouTube and Spotify for our podcast. But awesome. Yeah, go ahead and check us out on Instagram.
Definitely, definitely. All right, then. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. We'll be back next week to talk all things Club America and get you guys ready for the Clásico de Clásicos against Guadalajara. So that's going to be a fun one, an interesting one. You guys do not want to miss that one. Again, thank you, Santiago. Thank you, Olsen. Thank you, Dylan. All you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. And as always, Arriba America. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was another production of the Eagle Eye Podcast, the number one source for all things Club America in English. Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Eagle Eye Podcast and get all the latest news and coverage. And subscribe to our podcast wherever it is you may listen.